scholarships. Well, I think you've already heard something about scholarships from my colleagues. I wanted to tell you that this year, 12,000 scholarships at university level have been granted. But there are special conditions for people in vulnerable situations. They have indigenous groups have a higher number of scholarships than other groups, because they live in more isolated areas and they need an increased scholarship in order to be able to travel to the universities. And it also makes sure that Afro-Hondurans have access to education, recognizing the difficulties that they've experienced. So the bar is lower for having access to the scholarship, but the scholarships are actually worth more. We have also granted 800 laptops. This has also been to the benefit of vulnerable communities. And we have set up a computer network or a computer laboratory in a center for young people. And so the establishing of this computer lab and a library is currently being built together with the young people that are detained in this youth center. Minister Merlin was telling you about kits, but we've also been granting 2,500 other kits, technical kits, including computers and calculators, and medical kits. Or we have also been building. I'm not really referring to logistics here, but rather to libraries and so on. We've been building 22 libraries in community areas where people who are in a vulnerable situation live. And we have been launching a scientific social development newsletter, including information about these scholarships. These 12,000 students that have received university scholarships have received between $250 to $300, and they are themselves volunteering in order to create a cycle of beneficiaries and to make the most of their opportunities. The libraries are also involved in public or state publishing companies. We have three different companies, publishing companies. We've published more than 20 books that are open access, and that's very important for those people around the country that do not have the money to publish their own books. So this is a way for them to do so. This is, for example, young people carrying out research in academic institutions and more besides. I think it's also important to point out that as part of all of these activities, we need to reach more people, but obviously this depends on budget allocations. And we're also going to be counting on increased public expenditure. We very much hope that there will be a greater investment on education and make sure that the gap in terms of access to technology is further reduced thanks to these allocations. Thank you. I give the floor.